Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
The One That Couldn't Lose.
Well, James, it's very good of you to let me wait in here till your mother returns home.
Oh, not at all, Mr. Golightly. You're welcome. It's not every day we have the curate calling, so pull up a pew and sit down.
Yes, yes. Now, get on with your homework. Look, you don't appear to have started yet.
Oh, I started, but I've come to a shuddering halt. And I've got to deliver my homework to our teacher at his home tonight. Honestly, if I don't get some help, I'll... You must have to be clever to be a curate, Mr. Golightly.
Pardon, I don't follow you.
I'm not going anywhere. No, I mean, you must have to have brains to be picked for a parson. I mean, it's not just clouting choir boys and wetting babies, is it?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, well, I suppose education does come into the reckoning when a parson takes holy orders.
Ah, well, there you are, then. A lad I know delivers groceries to three vicars in this town. Yes,
but I don't see the connection.
Well, he takes all the orders as well.
Oh, I say, I like that. It's very funny.
I know another one. When a vicar rings another vicar on the phone, how does he make the call?
I've no idea.
Parson to parson.
Oh, very good, James. Parson to parson.
Yeah. I know another. How does the bishop get rid of a canon?
I don't know.
He fires him. I enjoyed the service.
Oh, indeed I am.
Oh, good. I'm going to come round for a silver collection. Somebody's just come in the back. So while I see who it is, I've something to read.
Oh, thank you, James. What is it?
My homework questions. They'll give you some more laughs. Hello, ma'am. Grandad.
Oh, look, Pipe, you've grumbled about it all the way home. For heaven's sake, let it drop.
Well, it's you, Father. Honestly, throwing your money away like that. You want locking up.
Grandad, I've got a homework question for you. It's history.
Be quiet, Jimmy. You go out with £5 for a new pair of shoes. You meet your pal, Harry Whittle.
Exactly.
And where
did the Battle of Hastings take place?
In a betting shop.
The Battle of Hastings in a betting shop? Oh. What did you do, Grandad? Have a fiver to win on King Harold?
Shut up, Jimmy. Look, Pat, I've finished gambling. I've put my last bet on, and that's a promise. Now let's forget it.
Mother, Mr. Golightly's in the living room.
The curate? What's he doing here?
Our Jimmy's homework.
What?
He's just looking at the questions, that's all.
He says he's called to see you about a meeting, Mother.
Oh, yes, the meeting. I'd forgotten about that.
May I come in? I haven't got much time, is it?
Yes, go in, Mr. Comelightly.
Jimmy. Sorry, Mr. Golightly. I was having words with my... talking to my father.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sinclair. I just called to arrange with Mrs. Clitheroe about the meeting on Saturday night.
Meeting? What meeting?
Well, it's to plan our moral guidance campaign. We're trying to reform some of the more unfortunate members of the parish. Drinkers, compulsive gamblers...
I will...
Your ears have gone red, Grandad. Are they on fire? Come on, hurry up, Alfie. I've got to deliver me homework to Sam the Sniffer by 7 o'clock, or he'll say, "Late again, Clitheroe." That does it. Bend over while I give you 6 of the cane. And by the time he's finished sniffing, I'll have snuffed it.
Look, you can stop your grumbling. It's not my fault my motorbike's broken down.
But what's wrong with your blinking bike?
I don't know. It could be anything. You see, my fuel tank's connected to my lock nut's connected to my feed pipe's connected to my fuel pump.
Oh, hear the word of the twit. Them brains, them brains, them daft brains, them brains.
Yeah, see, shut up. I know you think I'm daft, poking me brains, fun at them. Well, I'm not, so stop being funny. There's nothing wrong with my head. So just give over being rude and I'll... Hey, can you smell something burning?
Yes, your tongue's on fire.
No, be serious. Hey, look. Look, that house over there, there's smoke coming under the door.
Wick, You're right, Alfie. I'll find a phone box and ring the fire brigade. Give us sixpence.
Sixpence?
For the phone call.
Oh, yeah. Well, just a minute. Here. Yeah, wait a minute. Give me that tanner back.
But it's for the phone call. They cost sixpence in a phone box.
Look, it's a fire brigade you're ringing, you know. 999.
27. 2 and threepence. That's 1 and 9 you still owe me. You can pay me when I come back. Now, go and raise the alarm.
I think that's taken care of it. Just check to see the carpet's not smouldering.
Right, Chief.
Well, you did a good job, you two. Thanks to your prompt phone call, there's hardly been any damage done.
Oh, good.
Is the Irishman all right now?
Oh, you mean the lodger? Yes, the doctor's bandaged his leg up and left him downstairs here. Fancy him being asleep upstairs when the fire started. He was the only one in at the time.
Yeah, and fancy him having a greyhound with him. No, not in bed with him. No, he says he sleeps in a dog basket. Not the Irishman. He said he's a champion. Not the dog said, the Irishman said. He's just flown over with him in an aeroplane. Because they don't fly. The dog, I mean. Unless it's a Skye Terrier.
Mr. Fireman?
Yes?
Would you mind connecting your hosepipe up to my friend's mouth?
Now, Luke, we've got to get back to the station. The Irishman wants a word with you two. He's in the lounge there, resting his leg.
Oh, thanks. Come on, Alfie.
Right, lads, knock off and make up.
Luke, the door's open. Come on.
Hey, hang on. Remember your manners. We'll knock first.
Now, if you're looking for somebody else, he's not in. But if you're looking for me, I'm here. Come in.
Oh, thank you. Come on, Jimmy. Don't get up, Mr...
O'Rafferty. Seamus O'Rafferty. Jewish. And I'm proud of it. And this is me darling greyhound, Irish Paddy. Let me shake you by the hand.
Alfie, shake the dog's hand.
Hey, shut up. It's a pleasure to shake your paw, Mr. Hand. No, not Mr. Hand, Mr. Greyhound. Yeah, but I mean... Oh, it's a shame us about your accident, Mr. Shame. Oh, Raffia. How do you do?
Oh, what a talker. Tell me, son, has your friend here ever kissed the Blarney Stone?
Kissed it? He nearly swallowed it.
Hey, that'll do. I'm Alfie Hall, and this is Jimmy Clitheroe. The fireman said he wanted to see us, Mr. O'Flattery.
Oh, Rafferty. I want to thank you both for your prompt action in saving not only me own worthless life, but that of me darling four-legged friend here. You're both a couple of heroes if I ever saw one.
Oh, sure, it was a pleasure to be saving yourself. Your four-legged friend and your dog as well. All three of you.
Hey, give over. We were very pleased that we could be of help to you, Mr. O'Taffiter.
Oh, Rafferty! Now listen to me, both of you. You did me a good turn, and now I'll do one for you. What's the fastest thing you've seen on four legs?
My grandad and Mr. Higginbottom when somebody else is buying the drinks.
Now listen, son. There's the fastest thing on four legs, dozing away placidly in that dog basket.
Who? Irish Paddy? The way he's laid there yawning, he looks more like Sleeping Beauty. Can he run, then?
Oh, run? You don't call it running with him. 'Tis poetry in motion. He's the only dog I've ever seen who gets back from where he's been before he sets off where he's going. Here. Take a peep at the newspaper cutting.
Let me see. The Ballybunion Bugle. Sensational greyhound triumph. Irish Paddy came in 3rd out of 5 in his first race, 1st out of 4 in his second, and 4th out of 3 in his third. And since then, he has never looked back.
Now, that's not strictly true, Jim. Just lately, he has been looking back.
What for?
To see how far he was in front of the hare. Oh, I tell you, I'll make a fortune on him over here.
You mean you'll win a lot of prize money?
Not on the small tracks where I'm going to race him at first, but with the odds sky high against him, I'll clean out every bookie's satchel between here and the White City. You see, for a while he'll be unknown, an outsider, so get your money on him.
Yes, did you hear that, Alfie? Get me money on him.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having a bet on you. You put your own money on.
Right, Alfie. I'll borrow it off you later.
There's just one other favour I'd be wanting you to do for me.
Oh, anything, Mr. O'Rafferty. You name it, Alfie'll muck it up. So I'd better do it.
My first outing with Irish Paddy is this coming Saturday at Rushworth Park, not far from here. Now, we've got a real chance of cleaning up, providing.
Providing what?
Providing the dog's in first-class condition. Now, as you can see, I'm laid up with me leg and I can't go out without it. What I want is someone to look after Irish Paddy, groom him and exercise him, and keep him safe until Saturday.
Well, Alfie'll do that because they love dogs at their house, don't you, Alfie?
No, I'll accept our cat.
Oh, you have a cat then?
Yeah, but he's my dad's, really. The trouble we have some nights at our house. You know, my mum'll be out there shouting, Herbert, come out of them bushes at once. You've been out on the towers long enough. Now, come on, or I'll shut you in the coal shed with some scraps. Naughty Herbert.
That's a funny name for a cat, Herbert.
No, Herbert's the name of his dad.
Jimmy, I have nothing to do with it. Do you want me and your mother to have another row?
My mum needn't know about it. And it's too good a chance to miss, isn't it, Alfie? Alfie! Alfie, I'm telling him about the bet. Waking up!
What? I'm sorry about that, but I'll get up in a minute.
It's not your mum, it's me, Jimmy. Wake up! Tap his ankles, Grandad, with a hammer.
Now, that'll do, Jimmy. Are you all right, Alfie?
Yes, Mr. Sinclair. I'm just a bit tired. Oh, have you come round to see me, Dad?
Come round to... We're not at your house. You're at ours. What's the matter with you?
Whack. I've been out half the night.
Out? Where?
On the allotments, running.
Running? You mean you were exercising that greyhound on the allotments?
No, I was trying to find which greenhouse he was hiding in.
What was he doing hiding in a greenhouse?
That's where their tomcat chased him.
Yeah. Not me, Mr. Sinclair. Chase the dog. I can run. Not the dog, I have a tomcat. He chased him over the recreation ground, round the tennis court, and he caught us. And he caught us. And he caught us.
Oh, poor Alfie. He's worn out.
Yes, Grandad. Leave him where he is, the little dog lover. We'll wake him up for magic roundabout. Now, about having a bet on Irish Paddy.
No, definitely no.
But, Grandad, we've shown you the newspaper cutting and told you all about him. It wouldn't do any harm, us having a little bet on him.
The answer's no. You know what your mother thinks about me gambling? If I start encouraging you, she'd sling me out of the house.
Yes, but not till weekend, surely. And by then, you could have backed Irish Paddy, won a fortune, and moved straight into a pub.
Look, I'm prepared to believe this dog's a winner, but after the way your mother told me off, I'm having nothing to do with it. Now, out of my way, I'm going upstairs.
But, Grandad, oh, heck. Oh, come on, Rip Van Twinkle Toes. I better wake you up. Alfie? Alfie? I know. I'll have him on.
Get up, you ass! Oh, all right, doggy. I'll take you for walkies in a minute.
I'll see who it is, Mum. Well, if it isn't Alfie Hall, the dog's best friend. Come in.
Don't you kid yourself. That blooming dog's no friend of mine. It's just eating me dad's slipper, my socks, and me mum's best hat.
Well, there's an easy way to cure that.
How?
Give it some food.
It's me that needs the food, all the walking I've done with him. And when we sat down for our dinner, he had half a pound of liver and then pinched my fish and chips.
Well, I've got a nice big bone in our fridge.
He doesn't need a bone.
No, I thought you might fancy it.
Very funny. I think I'll bring the dog round here. He might fancy a small boy for his supper.
Oh, stop moaning. When he comes in first tonight, we'll both be rolling in money. You have got plenty to put on him, haven't you?
Yeah, but I've got £2. Is that plenty for you?
Oh, yeah. How much are you putting on for yourself?
Well, I thought that is for me.
Hello, Alfie. I didn't know it was you.
Oh, yes, it is. Hello.
Yes, ma'am, this is the one and only Alfie. It walks, it talks, it breathes, and it's free with every packet of our washing powder.
Now, don't you be so cheeky. Come into the living room, Alfie. Susan's in the kitchen. I'll tell her you're here.
Just a minute, Alfie. When we go in there, remember, not a word about the greyhounds. We don't gamble.
Yeah, but I thought we were going... Oh, I get it. Your mum doesn't like gambling, you mean? Yeah, I'll remember.
If you don't, I'll remind you with the poker. Come on in.
Hello, Alfie. I didn't expect to see you this afternoon.
Well, you didn't expect to see you, so you've both had a shock.
Oh, shut up. There's nothing wrong, is there, Alfie? You can go tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there in time for the first race. Blah, me leg!
Sorry, Alfie. I thought you were the coal bucket.
You haven't forgotten where we're going, have you, Alfie?
Of course not. We're going together, aren't we?
It's the rugby club dance tonight. I told you last Saturday.
Yeah, but he said it wasn't for another week. Well, heck, it is a week. But today's this Saturday.
Alfie can't go to the dance tonight. He's got a bad leg. Did you hear him shout when I touched it?
Well, what's wrong with your leg, Alfie?
Nothing, army leg.
See? It was just being brave.
What was that, Alfie? Did you hurt yourself?
No, it was Jimmy. He kicked me to touch me because I forgot it was bad. He couldn't dance. Go, I mean.
Pardon?
Alfie and I were going to the rugby club dance, and now he tells me he can't go.
Oh, dear, why can't you go, Alfie?
Because I'm taking Jimmy to the ground track. Go, heck. I'm not doing it. Your mother said I hadn't got to back the greyhound.
She didn't. She said you hadn't to go on the track and back it. She didn't say you couldn't go in a betting shop. Get in and get our money on.
I don't like going in betting shops. I've never been in one.
Then how do you know you don't like it? I always said I didn't like prunes until I tried them.
Oh, and then you liked them?
No, they were horrible. Go on, just go in and tell the man you want £2 on Irish Paddy in the 7:30 race tonight.
All right. I don't like bootmakers.
You're not asking him to marry you? Just to take your bet. What a mug. Still, if he wasn't, I wouldn't be getting off his winnings tonight.
Hey, Jim, have you got a bit of paper on you? A man said you've got to write your bets down.
No, I haven't. Surely they've got paper in there.
Well, yeah, but I didn't like to use theirs. Oh, of course, that's what it's laid out for.
You'll be laid out in a minute. Go on.
All right. I'm just nervous, that's all.
It's going to be 7:30 before he makes the bet.
No, Jim, I'm sorry, but...
What have you forgotten this time? A pencil?
No, the name of the dog.
Oh, give me strength. Come on, I don't care if I am too young. I'm going in with you.
Ah, but boys aren't allowed to put bets on.
No, but twits are. Close the door and your mouth. There you are, Alfie. I'll write the bet out for you. £2 to win Irish Paddy. 7:30 race, Rushworth Park Greyhound track. There, take that over to the counter.
Oh, I don't like Jim. Look, ask one of them fellas to do it.
You can't just ask. Hey, look, who's in the corner there? The ape man.
Who?
Higginbottom there. Come on, we'll ask him. Hello?
Huh? Oh, it's you.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Tarzan. Ape, monkey bottom, the Higgin, I mean.
I see you've got Dithering Dennis with you. What are you doing in a betting shop, Alfie? You'll be drinking shandies next.
We want to put a bet on a race, but I'm a bit embarrassed, so I thought we'd ask a man. But we didn't know a man, so we decided to ask you.
What do you think I am, Miss World?
No, I didn't mean you were a woman. I mean, you're too ugly. Maybe not... You're not pretty. Mannish, I mean. No, you're not pretty, but you're not ugly. You're,
Pretty ugly?
Pretty ugly. No, I mean, you look like a man.
It's just the way you walk.
It's just the way you walk.
If you don't clear off, I'll walk all over your head.
Look, Mr. Higginbottom, we're going to do you a favour.
You mean you're leaving the country?
Mrs. Higginbottom's right. She told me, ma'am, you were a funny husband.
Are you trying to be clever?
Oh, no, I mean you cracked a joke.
Look, go home, I'm trying to pick a winner here.
That's why we've come over to you. We know a winner, don't we, Alfie?
Yes, we do. Well, not now, but we will do later when it wins. We got it from the owner's mouth. Horses, dogs.
It's a certainty, Mr. Higginbottom. The man told us it's only raced in Ireland, so nobody here knows how fast it is.
Look, everybody thinks they know a certainty.
But this fella owns it. He brought it over from Ireland. He told us because we did him a favour.
Now, wait a minute. If this is one of your tricks,
We're putting our own money on it. £2. Show him, Alfie.
Ah, there you are. And that's all I've got between us. Me, I mean. Yeah, but will he put it on for us?
Yeah, all right. I'll have a couple on myself. What race is it in?
The 7:30, Irish Paddy.
7:30? Don't talk daft. The last race is 4:30. Where is this Irish Paddy, Doncaster?
No, yeah, it's in our house.
That does it. That does it. I've warned you not to be clever with me.
You've got it wrong, Mr. Higginbottom. Irish Paddy's a dog.
A what?
A dog. Greyhound. Bow wow. Remember?
Oh, I might have not. Go and get lost. You can't back a dog in here, you idiot. You've got to go to the track. There's nothing but horses in here.
Oh, in that case, we'll go while you put your nose bag on.
You see, Mr. Rafferty...
O'Rafferty! Seamus O'Rafferty for the 100th time!
I'm sorry, Mr. Shameless. But you see, I can't put a bet on the dog on the track. But, well, I could, but Jim's mum and Susan said I mustn't, or she won't go out with me. Susan, not Jim's mum, she's not my girlfriend. She is Susan. And she said Jim can't go on the track at all. Not Susan, Jim's mum. Said it, I mean.
Alfie, me boyo, the more you speak, the less you say. I'm drowning in the torrent of your words, but not a straw of sense can I find to clutch.
You are?
It means you're talking a load of wet rubbish.
Well, that was the gist of me remarks.
My mum said I can't go on the track, and Alfie can go with the dog, but he mustn't have a bet there.
Well, that's no problem. I'll put your money on when I make me own wager.
But you're bad lad. You can't be there for the race.
What? I can't take the dog, but I'll walk to that track if I have to crawl.
Give Mr. O'Rafferty our money.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Mr. Here's our £2. You know what I'm on about, mine, I mean.
Right you are. Now, make sure the dog is at the track and now before the race, Alfie, fit, well, and ready to win.
Right. And after the race, we'll be outside the track to get our winnings, Mr. O'Rafferty.
But I thought your mother forbade you to go there, me lad.
I won't be on the track. I'll be outside on Alfie's shoulders.
Oh, you're a crafty one, all right.
Oh, sure, and I'm all there with me shamrock.
Well, come on, Jim. We haven't much time if I've got to get me tea and get the dog to the track for 6:30.
Right. Ta-ra then, Mr. O'Rafferty. See you later for the share out.
Right you are, me boyo. And don't worry, Irish Paddy could beat the rest of them dogs, hopping on two legs with the other one tied behind its back.
Now I am worried. I didn't know we were backing a 3-legged dog.
Yes, Mrs. Clitheroe, I feel our meeting will be the start of a very successful campaign.
Oh, I hope so. I mean, gambling's all right in moderation, but, I mean, some people don't... Well, they just don't... Oh, no. No, Mr. Golightly, pull up, please. Stop the car.
Oh, pardon? I mean, why? Where? What's wrong?
Over there, by the entrance to the Greyhound track. There, please.
But surely you have no business at a Greyhound track.
Neither has our Jimmy, but he's there.
Well, I'll be damn a dash. Alfred's with him, too.
Oh, I'll murder him. Jimmy! Jimmy! What are you doing here?
Oh, heck. Me, ma'am. Hello, ma'am. Fancy you being here. Where Alfie's bike broke down on the way home.
Bike? We came on the bus with a dog. Bar me leg!
I warned you what would happen if you came to this dog track.
You said not to go on, ma'am. I'm not on. I haven't been on. I was just waiting for Alfie.
I'm surprised at you, Alfred, leading a young boy astray like this.
You are?
Well, it's not all Alfie's fault, Mr. Golightly. I mean, Even if he wouldn't give me the bus fare home, I could have walked.
Now, it's loyal of you to try to shield Alfred James, but I...
Never mind all that rubbish.
I beg your pardon.
No. Not you, Jimmy, I mean. Just you wait, my lad, till I tell your grandad that you've been to a greyhound track.
Ah, well, you won't have to wait long. There he is, just coming off the track with Mr. Higginbottom.
Well, the blooming twisters. They've backed it after all. And they wouldn't put our money on Alfie.
Your money?
Alfie's. It was Alfie's money. Remember, Alfie, you kept saying it was all your money.
That's right, Jimmy. I wasn't putting any money on. I mean, well, he was only getting half the winnings.
You stop there, my lad. Father, would you come here, please?
Oh, dear. Yes, my dear.
Oh, hello, missus. I see that lying little son of yours is here. You and your tips have lost £5 on that lousy dog of yours.
I think that's disgraceful.
Keep your nose out or I'll shove it. Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Golightly.
And how much money have you lost, Father?
Me? Oh, I was just passing.
He's lucky. He only had £2 on it.
And after what you said, oh, Father.
Yeah, all that guff about, I'm not interested in your tips. I'm not backing any dog. He tells lies, Mr. Golightly.
Really? Well, I'm surprised at you, Mr. James. It's none of my business.
What? You told us at Sunday school lying was a sin.
Oh, yes, but I didn't mean it, well, like...
You mean you were lying?
Well, yes. No.
There you are, you black-hearted heathen! Alfred the traitor! You, Englishman!
What's up, Mr. Rafferty?
Is this Rafferty, the Irish twister, who lost our money for us?
Well, it's not Joseph Luck.
Me? Lost the money? You're as stupid as this son of a black and tan. He nobbled me beautiful Paddy, me darling dog.
Alfie did? How?
What are you talking about? I walked him, ran him, brushed him, fed him.
That's it! When did you feed him?
At 1 o'clock, as usual. Oh, except for the pies.
What pies?
Well, the ones for me dad's supper. Only I dropped them and the bag burst and he gobbled them up off the floor. No, not me dad, he doesn't eat off the floor. Paddy did, the dog.
That's what the trainer told me. He gave me darling 4 meat pies 20 minutes before the race. The poor animal could hardly walk, never mind, Ron.
Mr. O'Rafferty, don't feed the dog tomorrow. Wait till supper time and we'll give him our fee.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Tony Colgate as Seamus O'Rafferty, and Colin Edwin as the curate. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
There was a terrible row between me grandad, Mr. Higginbottom, and Mr. O'Rafferty to decide who was going to hit Alfie first. You know, the curate was wrong. He said gambling was a mug's game. It's not. Look at the mess that mug Alfie made of it. Ta-ra!